Adrian Dodoro's done a good job too at the Bombers. It took a very, very long time for the Shield deal to happen, but he got there and he joined us this morning on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Adrian.
Hey, Daniel, how are you?
Very well, thank you. If the player comfort meter was involved in list managers and recruiting officers yesterday, what was your player comfort meter like at about 6 p.m. last night?
Yeah, it did pretty high. you got to have a level head in these situations, and been through a fair few of them now over 20 years, actually. So, yeah, you sort of understand what happens on the day, and you've got to keep a level head and have some really good advice around you, which we did, and we got there in the end, which is the important thing.
Was there any fears late in the proceedings yesterday that it wasn't going to happen, that the Giants were hanging on for too much?
I don't know about that. I think when you're in the negotiation, you get a feel for what's going on, and I think we're just both testing each other out, to be perfectly honest, to see how far we were both prepared to go. But I think that, they were genuine, but they were prepared to keep him, as I said last night, and I think they cleared enough money out of the TPP to keep him. So, you know, we had to make a decision, and the decision was we were committed to getting to our club, and we were wrapped that we got him.
A player of this significance, Adrian, how long were you courting Dylan for?
It was post-season. The way Paul Connors operates, he's pretty clear. He doesn't like anyone talking to players in season. It's all done, you know, to a process that he operates, and we fully respect that. So it was probably just after they lost their final, probably a few days after that, that we spoke to him and were part of the process that Paul implemented.
And Adrian, the sort of player you've got, it's well known that you've wanted an extra midfielder. He kind of just fits the bill perfectly. It's just sort of fallen into your lap quite nicely with all the intense negotiations, but the player you've got.
Yeah, you're right, Adam. He was a player that we thought could really help us. And the type of midfielder, because if you look at his numbers, he's in his All-Australian year, his actual inside numbers were better than his outside numbers, and he probably played a bit more wing this year than last year. So we think he's got the right balance, and the way we've developed this team, you know, we're very offensive, but we like to transition defensively, and he's got the ability to do that, great running power. He'll complement, Dyson Heppel and Zach Merritt and Bo Zarakis and the boys that we've been building through there for a while. So, yeah, look, he's a good player, and, I think that, it's exciting times ahead.
And one that you had to lose, there's always a squeeze, is Travis Collier, and he's obviously been a very good player for the Bombers for, 8 years now, I think it was?
Yeah, ninth season, Ramo. That is a difficult one. It really was. And it happened like yesterday. I had a chat to Trav yesterday morning. Fremantle had come to him and offered him a really good contract. And unfortunately, in these situations, you've got to make some decisions. Obviously, there's salary caps and what have you in place. But the bottom line was, he's a quality person, requested to be traded home. And we didn't want to stand in his way. So we thought we'd do the right thing by Trav and let him go, and had a good chat to him and a bit of a cry after the trade period last night. And he really is a ripper bloke, and we wish him all the very, very best.
Were you trying for any of the other deals? The Shield obviously took most of your energy, but were there any other things you were trying to do?
No, not really. There was a lot of speculation. It's amazing the trade period, actually. You get linked to so many players.
Because it goes for so long, Adrian.
Well, you get linked to that, and you read them on social media and all these TV shows. You think, geez, I wish I knew I was into that player. But
yeah, you had a lot of coffees with a lot of people, apparently.
I was having coffees, but we were really specific in what we wanted to do. And, we targeted Dylan. We didn't shy away from that fact. He was a player that we wanted. And but there weren't too many others that we were chasing. And we knew going into trade period when it officially started that Dylan was the one that we were after.
Well, you got your man, and I think, as Whitey said before, he compliments what you've got there at the moment beautifully at Essendon, and hopefully it goes well for you and the team next year. Well done, Adrian. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, fellas.